Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and we're going to be talking future frames now. That's a particular strand for emerging filmmakers, one of which is Jakub Rade, who is presenting his film Sweet Home Sarajevo here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, hello to everybody.
Jakub, just to introduce you to our listeners, would you like to tell us a little bit about your background, what your background is in, and how you ended up being interested in filmmaking and actually making movies?
Yes, okay. So I was born in 91 in a small town in the south of Poland. After 15 years, we moved with parents to Warsaw. Then I go for some film courses in high school. It's called name Film Kindergarten, and that was beginning of my film career. I made them there my first film. It was a documentary film. Year after that, I made Ghetto Gospel, and then I was 19, and the Polish Film Institute Kofina supported this film. So I was the youngest filmmaker who was financed by Polish Film Institute this time. Yes, and after that I go to the film school in Katowice. It's a faculty of radio and television, but in reality that's a film school, Katowice Film School. And Sweet Home Sarajevo is my bachelor's film. Yes, I hope you will enjoy it. It's Sweet Home Sarajevo is about Marcin, who came back from United States with money to his town, and we are following first 24 hours with him in this town, and a lot of things change during this time.
Yeah, is it a fiction or a documentary?
That film is a fiction.
Yeah,
but I really like documentaries, and I'm still doing documentaries. So in this story, we decide with DOP to make the the photography like in documentary film.
Oh really? So yeah, because I saw in your bio, and I actually underlined it, that you do short fiction, documentary, and music films. That's kind of
music videos.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of an interesting mix, right? So it shows that you are interested in all three, sort of.
Yes, I'm interested in all three because I'm young and I have possibility to try everything. Working on documentary is completely different than working on fiction. You have more time, you have different financing, you have time for everything, and you can work for documentary for 2 years and in the middle time doing a fiction. In case of Sarajevo, it was the same. In the same time, I was doing the film Dust. That was on won about 15 prizes. Mm-hmm. And in the same time, I did the Sarajevo. So
right. Is working on different types of films a way that for you to actually not, I guess, the best way that I can phrase it, be bored?
Yes, of course. It's... when you are doing a fiction, you are focused for 3 months, for every day, every hour you are thinking about this. So when you finish film, so going for documentary shooting is like going for holidays.
That's interesting. So actually, that's a good point. No one ever really puts it that way, but I kind of always suspect it. So anyways, I want to get back to your film, Sweet Home Sarajevo. Just from the story that you told me, what is it? Is it a story? Is it something that you feel close to you and that you've sort of experienced in a way yourself?
Yes, it's inspired by me, but I wasn't at the emigration in the U.S., but I moved with parents to Warsaw. Ah. But and when I come back after 5 years to visit some members of family in my town Cieszyn, there was a lot of changes. You know, the colleagues are working, have children, don't have time for me. Streets looks empty after 4 p.m. and it's And it was strong, strong punch for me. Yes, like whoa! I remember that every in completely different way. So like Martin, the protagonist, he also have some imagination about place he's coming from.
So the final question, because we're running out of time, is just how are you finding the experience as part of Future Frames here at the festival? The atmosphere at Carlo Vivari, just a little bit about what you're doing and what you hope to achieve from this experience.
Yes, I'm the second day here, and it's really nice festival, really big, a lot of people are here. I wish people just watch my film and like it. Maybe there will be some talks after it. Maybe I will meet some selectioners who want to invite this film for the festival. And yes, I want to have a good time here, and for now I have.
Well, fingers crossed. I wish you all the best for sure, and it was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.